Oi, this is Nigel McGuinness, and you are listening to WNS Podcast. Stay tuned, wankers.
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source Podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right. What's up, everyone? I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And we welcome you to episode 535 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
Oh my gosh, hang on. We're on,
Are we on Stitcher?
No, I don't follow it. Stuff anymore. No,
Spotify.
Spotify, Amazon Music. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
Just anywhere that you get your podcast, get a look for it. If we're not there, give us a holler and we'll try and get on there.
Stuff for years.
Stitcher. Player.fm. Satchel. Is that still a thing?
I don't have
the Satchel still around?
Satchel this.
Satchel these nuts. Welcome to the show. Got plenty to talk about. We're going to talk about AEW Full Gear predictions. It's going to be a quick little show for you guys. So hopefully Ben will release it on time this week so that you can hear our predictions.
Yeah.
This is being recorded on Sunday, November 12th. So a little less than a week away from Full Gear. So they might add a match or two.
Yeah.
But as it stands now, I got 7 matches on the card. So I would expect them to add maybe two more. Maybe add the TBS championship or maybe the trios or even the tag. Yeah, the tag.
Are they going to do... I know, sorry, this is AEW, not ROH, but... They're not going to do a tournament or anything for the ROH television title or something, because since Samoa Joe...
To be determined, I guess. I guess we'll have to tune in and find out what they're going to be doing. But, yeah, we're going to give you... From the matches that have been announced, our Full Gear predictions. Talk a little bit about AEW as well. And then we'll record an episode for later release with some of the other AEW topics that'll probably be outdated. But, hey...
Yeah, you know what? Whatever.
Whatever. It's something.
Yeah.
Something to get you through your work day or something to get you through your bus ride to work or, I don't know, do people take buses?
I'm just glad people
We live
listening.
In an area that doesn't really do buses.
No. there is. I mean, but it's...
Very
like,
few.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go to a neighboring city to really...
Because there's, I've seen that. Buses, like, if there's some sort of apartments, they'll bus you to, like, the mall or something like that.
We'll take you to the mall.
Yeah.
Meet me at the mall. It's going down.
Yeah.
Man, our mall is so sad these days. When was the last time you like actually walked our mall?
I don't walk there. I mean, I don't walk there. I don't walk in it, but like I go to Target.
You haven't gone to like the rest of it?
No.
It's so empty. It's sad.
You know, I wonder, sorry, no one's going to know this, but I'm just going to say this. I wonder if, because part of it, Sears is closed down.
Yeah.
And the plant has taken over the parking lot because people will go park there and they'll bus them to the plants. I wonder if they're paying rent to the mall.
Probably just for the parking, yeah.
It's probably helping pay
bills. It's probably keeping the lights on. Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. But, AEW Full Gear going to be taking place on Sunday, November 18th, I believe. That should be a Saturday.
Yeah, I want to get it. I'll be in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I want to grab that. Grab that pay-per-view.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I want to watch it.
Oh, okay.
I'll be the only one watching it, but...
Well, I'll be watching it.
We'll watch
I'm sure
it.
Fans around the world are going to be watching it as well.
Hey, do you want to watch
You're
going to
be the one...
We'll have... Sorry, the
and
one...
Just imagine Meltzer now. For some reason, they only had, you know... Oh, wait, hang on. I got to do a real Meltzer impression. You know, so... The pay-per-views, had... The numbers were kind of low, and, I think it was about one pay-per-view. This one guy, Tyler Hebert, and he bought it, You know, and the pay-per-view was good. You know,
also, so I don't understand why it wasn't doing Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer. Like, hang on, Dave, let me say my opinion first.
You know, it was good, but
at times they're interrupting each other. Like, no, let me talk, and then I'll say this, and you can say this.
But you know, it was an all right pay-per-view. You know, I said it was good earlier, but you know, it was all right. And, the tag teams was good, and but only one buyer, just Tyler Hebert. That was it. It was just one. And scene. You don't get that here.
No.
You know.
Well, when first started, I said a lot.
Yeah, you did. I remember trying to go through and edit it all out, and I was like, forget it.
I want to say I don't give a shit. I say now. I don't care.
Yeah. So there's a number of matches on the card so far, so we'll talk about the matches, give you our predictions, and then maybe dive in a little bit more about AEW stuff as well. First matchup we're going to talk about on the pre-show, ROH Tag Team Championship, the Guns taking on MJF and a mystery partner.
So now they're going to just give someone the belt to run with MJF to do stuff.
Yes.
Since Adam's gone for a while.
Or is he? Because we don't know for sure.
I don't know, man. I don't. Who knows about that? Because they haven't been doing any.
Part of me wants to wonder, like, is this actual like long term booking, or is like the injury legit? Because we haven't seen a single X-ray, haven't seen a single doctor. You know, like, because normally there's like a picture of them like in the gown, like giving a thumbs up, hey, thanks to Dr. such and such for taking such good care of me. We didn't get that with Adam Cole.
I mean, they're still going on with this devil thing.
Yeah, exactly. So part of me thinks that Adam Cole is the devil.
Some people think it's CM Punk.
Some people think it's CM Punk. Some people think it's Jack Perry. There have been a couple others that have been tossed out, but nothing too serious that I can think of. Some people think it's Roderick Strong. Which, I can see that.
Adam!
Honestly, if I were to put, like, $5 down on a bet, my money would go towards Adam Cole being the devil. Just because, like, they had the symbolism where they were sitting next to one another in the locker room, and the devil's mask was over Adam Cole and not MJF. That could just be, you know, it could be making something out of nothing, kind of a thing.
Though. It's there.
It is there. It's how you present it.
Yeah.
And it could be as easy as, you know, Adam Cole faked an injury, said he had to get surgery, and then went on to actually be the devil. Because, like, that's the weird thing. Like, if we're making something out of nothing, like I said, normally there's, like, the post-op thumbs up. People tend to take, you know, hey, thanks to doctor such and such at this hospital, you know, surgery went great, rehab starts now, kind of thing. We haven't really had any of that. It's kind of just Adam said he had to have surgery, and he's just been at home. That is weird,
like, vignettes of him with the kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roderick and
they
stuff.
Had that for a few weeks, and then he was like, no, I need to leave and go get surgery.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been any kind of update on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm making something out of nothing. So this could be a legit injury for all we know.
It could be.
Let me go check.
There's so much shit going on with MJF. Like, I don't know. They're just throwing so much shit out with him. Not,
you know,
like,
what?
Drama. I'm just saying, like, storylines and what's going on. And
I really appreciate that, though. I like the fact that we have multiple people coming after the champ.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, we haven't had that since, like, the SmackDown.
But when is stuff going to take effect? You have all this devil, like devil in the crew and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom's out there too doing shit. And then people are just, you have the Bullet Club Gold. And then we have vignettes of Wardlow coming for MJF.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Everyone, I was like, I don't know. I know you may enjoy it, but I'm used to like one or two people maybe after you. And then Samoa Joe's there going for his title. I'm like, to me, this is a lot.
Yeah.
For after, like, everyone's going to get their turn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're doing long booking, but we keep getting vignettes of Wardlow, I'm coming after him. But it's like,
yeah,
is this too early to do that?
No.
How are you going to interchange with Wardlow and the Bullet Club and Samoa Joe? Like,
They're all going to butt heads.
I don't understand how you're going to stack each other. Like, all these guys are just going to be up on one dude.
Yeah.
One guy. Mm-hmm. I know you've wronged everyone. I get that. But, like, one or two people can do that. Not, like, four or five. Because,
mm-hmm.
to me, that's, like, stacking people on him, like, constantly. Like, storylines on top of each other.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. I may be wrong, but so, I think it's weird.
Just to let you know, I'm scrolling back all the way back through September. Now I'm in August.
Mm-hmm.
No pictures of a cast. No pictures of surgery. I'm on his Twitter.
Is he on his, oh my God, his Twitch channel doing stuff?
Yeah, he still streams and stuff. But how often does he show
his lower half? Don't get up.
Let me go to his Instagram page.
Like, don't get up and go to the restroom or anything. Just sit in a chair. Do not show your legs.
3 days, 4 days, and then October. So he posted on his Instagram 3 days ago, 4 days ago, and then October 29th, October 25th, about Legend of Zelda.
I need to finish Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, you do. You need to get on that, dude. That game was amazing.
Need to finish that.
The final boss battle alone is worth it.
I'm doing Mario Wonder, and then Mario RPG comes out Friday.
Finish Tears of the Kingdom first before you start another one.
Fair enough.
Because, like, as of now, like, I platinumed Spider-Man 2. I finished Tears of the Kingdom minus the Koroks. Tears of the Kingdom is game of the year. I haven't played Baldur's Gate, so don't come at me for that. Haven't played any of the other big games that came out, but like Tears of the Kingdom might be like the best Zelda game of all time.
Pretty bold.
It is a bold statement. And I'll tell you this. Ocarina of Time for the longest time was the greatest Zelda game. It was the greatest video game of all time for a while too. When Breath of the Wild came out, I think that Breath of the Wild took a slight margin over Ocarina of Time. And Tears of the Kingdom is better than Breath of the Wild. I
never played Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Or Majora's Mask, so don't hate me.
I didn't get to play Majora's Mask that much.
I played...
Like, I didn't beat it.
I played, like, the SNES one, whatever that was.
Link to the Past.
No. That's super... Well, no, sorry. I played the NES one, and then the Super Nintendo one was Link to the Past. I played Wind Waker. I even played the sequel.
Wind Waker was really good.
The sequel to Link to the Past.
Yeah.
Link Between Worlds or whatever.
There's so many different games.
That's for DS, which was good, but
not as
good as...
You know there's like four timelines for Zelda?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
But yeah, definitely finish Tears of the Kingdom. You owe it to yourself.
By the way, I did pick up a new case for my Switch, and it was a Tears of the Kingdom looking...
You don't. You haven't earned that. You haven't earned that. You beat the game before you put that on.
I got like 33 physical games for a Switch.
That's ridiculous. You do it like me. You play one game at a time. I went from Tears of the Kingdom. Like this year has been like pretty good for games. I did Tears of the Kingdom, then Mortal Kombat 1, and then I went to Spider-Man 2, and now since I got the games back from you after I got rid of my PlayStation 4. I've started God of War.
It's a good one. I beat God of War.
It's very good.
I'll say this. I know we're getting off subject, but I dropped it because it's a Bethesda game.
Mm.
There's at least three freaking quest glitches that stopped me in Starfield. So I put that shit down. It pissed me off. I was like, Bethesda, fix this. I can't get past this.
Aww.
And some of our
main quests,
too. I think
they've done some patches.
It better. It pissed me off.
I bet.
Pissed me off majorly.
You pissed?
I'm pissed.
Pissed?
You pissed?
Pissed? That's a throwback.
Sorry.
Are you good?
The match.
Yeah, MJF mystery partner versus the guns. Who do you think is going to be the mystery partner? And then who do you think is going to win?
Max Caster? I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting theory because they got taken out. The Acclaim got taken out just this past week.
By the Devil and crew?
Mm-hmm.
The Samoa
Devil and
Joe?
His, Devil and his demons.
The Samoa Joe? It's like, I'm going to help you, but well, you're going to give me a title shot.
Yeah, see, Samoa Joe comes at a cost. And Adam Cole said, you know, I know you don't want to, but you really should you really should take Joe as your partner.
He like, said that?
He did. He said it on multiple occasions now. Where he's like, listen, man, I know you don't want this, but Joe is probably the best shot you got. And it's like, why? Why is this? Because Samoa Joe is a destroyer. And as soon as he gets that title shot, he's going to destroy, leaving Max very vulnerable for the devil to reveal himself to be Adam Cole.
What if, like, is Adam going to take the title away from him? Because I don't.
I feel like that's the best shot. Because you have to think, we are a month and a half away from 2024. God. And what happens in 2024? The Maxwell-Jacob Friedman bidding war of 2024. His contract's coming up.
Yeah.
Whether it be January or March, I forget when.
I know they're building up Adam Cole to do that, but mm-hmm. I know this is going to sound stupid. Like, what if he screws him over to give Joe the title?
I mean, he could.
I like Adam.
Yeah.
And I know this is helping MJF with Joe, but I kind of want Joe to have the title more than Adam Cole.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I think the big question of where all these stories lie lies within, will MJF re-sign with AEW?
Even if he doesn't, you have to get all this shit to come to the end.
That's exactly my point.
In that amount of time.
Because you're either doing this for nothing, or it's building towards something that's going to continue for a while. Because if you think of it this way, you have at least 6 months worth of programming for MJF. Whether it be Samoa Joe, whether it be Jay White, Adam Cole,
Wardlow.
Like, those four guys, you can stretch out into 2 months each. That's 8 months.
They would suffer. I think the only person who would really... Adam would suffer, too, a little bit, if that would fall through.
Yeah.
One who would really freaking suffer, and he's already suffered because they haven't had him on TV as much, is Wardlow.
Yeah.
You put your eggs in this basket, but if he freaking leaves, I don't know. In my opinion, I don't want him to leave, but... one of these times, he's going to have to go to WWE, I feel like. And I feel like he's not going to stay in AEW forever. I feel like that. Unless you give him the whole world and convince him, maybe, that he'll always come be on top. But MJF and WWE will not be MJF of AEW. You're going to be tamed, my man.
He's going to have to be rung in a little bit, which I feel like he'll be able to do.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be able to best the Miz a little bit on the mic. But he would definitely have to watch his mouth. I feel like he'd be a decent fit, although I don't know. It's just like, it's such a weird fit. It would work, but it wouldn't. You know? Like, Cody, for me, he was a WWE guy all along.
Yeah.
I feel like with MJF, the goal for him was get to WWE. And then AEW came along and it's like, oh, this is a chance for me to raise my value.
Stop. Yeah.
So with WWE still the goal.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, we see how many of them get treated once they get to WWE. You know,
unless prime example, he's different.
Prime example, Brian Pillman Jr. in NXT right now. Oof. It's rough.
Well, you say that. But I've watched, he's not the best wrestler or promo guy, but they're injecting him in a top thing right now between Carmelo and Trick. Carmelo is one of the top guys in NXT. They're trying to get Trick up there, too. He's trying to get in between them. Yeah. So that's a bigger storyline than he's ever been in AEW.
Yeah.
So that's actually a win.
It's just hard because, like, there's some guys that you look at and you're like, yeah, dude, this guy could be a top bill in any company. And then, like, no offense, like, I like him, but Wardlow for me is not one of those guys.
He's not.
He's got a great build. His work rate, I'm sure, is fine. His in-ring persona is okay. His mic skills are low. His charisma is low. Like, you know, if you're going to have him go in there and try to be...
He don't have age. I mean, he's not young.
I think he's pretty young. I'm not sure what his age is, but he's on the younger side.
I thought he's late 30s, early 40s.
Let me see. Let me pull that up real quick. But, like,
Unless, I'm not saying he's old. I'm just, you know, I'm saying that.
Okay. He's 35. So, yeah, you get...
He's my age.
4 or 5 years out of him, maybe.
Oh, yeah, he can be sold. But you gotta do that. I feel like, and this is... Just go with me on this. AEW recently has not been making stars.
Yeah.
They did that when they first started.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, because you had a whole bunch of people that no one was familiar with, so you kind of had to.
But they're not doing it as much.
No. And that was one of the things, like, we talked about, like, when they first started, they had their four pillars, and then they were quickly getting that next tier level ready. And, yeah, like you said, they haven't really, that's kind of fallen off, but they also have so many people already at the top that there's nowhere for them to go. Like, you can't grow the young talent.
Maybe the only one now, maybe if, I don't know if it's going to work, maybe Christian can help Nick Wayne.
See, Nick's got a few years to go, yeah, I think.
He's 21, right?
Something like that. No, he's 18.
He's 18.
Yeah, because he had to finish high school first before he could before he could join.
Yeah.
But MJF is 27. That's easily the next 10 years of his career, you know, barring some major injury. You know, so, yeah, this is a good bidding war. Yeah. You know, he could latch on to whoever for the next 5 years easily.
Mm-hmm.
And retire at 32 if he wanted, you know, like Sting freaking 64. So, you know, it's the bidding war is a legit thing. And I won't be surprised if he signs with WWE. I'm concerned if he signs with WWE.
And I can't fault him either.
Yeah.
If he signs with
WWE. You can't fault him. Yeah. No. Go where the money is, dude. Like, yeah. That was your, I'm sure it was his dream to be in WWE, as it was for many.
Yeah.
Because for damn near 20 years, there was no other, no offense, Impact or TNA, there was no real competition. There was no, like, WWE was the show.
Yep.
Well, now you've got AEW, you've got Impact coming up, you know, like they're starting to make moves. They're making improvements. You know, I see videos on Facebook from their shows, and there's a decent crowd
TNA.
In there.
TNA.
Yeah.
Back to TNA.
Coming back to TNA.
But let me just tell you this real quick, because I've told you when we're on the way back from AEW, there's some people who have been released before, not released, don't renew their contracts, and they've done well for them for themselves, like Alan Angels from AEW Dark Order to Impact TNA. And he's already been thrust in big storylines with some groups and stuff.
Yeah.
That's good for him, for them. Girl that was with Cody in the factory, Kylan King or whatever her name is, she's already been tag champion in Impact.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap. Like, you just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think on certain things, like certain people who's left, you know, Impact, or not Impact, AEW, who's going to go to other organizations, sometimes it'll be good for them, too.
Yeah. But it's just like, you know, there's some people that you see, and you're like, yeah, that person is a star. You know, MJF is one of those guys.
Oh, my God, yes.
He has the he oozes the charisma.
Dude, I can, like, name so many people that he had great feuds with. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, it really will be quite the bidding war as, like, how comfortable is he? Because, you know, he's buddies with Cody Rhodes. And so I'm sure that they would treat him well so that they could try and get future talent to come and be like, look how well we did with Cody. Look what we did with MJF. You know, yeah, come to WWE and we'll treat you like a real company. And, you know, but then there are people who leave WWE and they're like, God, that place is fucking toxic wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's going to be interesting to see because you have to take all things into account because AEW allows them to work indie shows, go to conventions and all that. WWE, not so much.
No.
You know, they have only just reinstated the Twitch policy to allow them to stream online. But it's like, you know, what do you have to give up in order to get to WWE? So it's going to be interesting to see. But as far as like a mystery partner,
I'm still going to say MJF's going to win, retain.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but, like, I don't, unless it's time for them to drop off the belt. So, like, he don't, right now, he don't need, what if, you know what, no, maybe, I'll switch it.
Going guns?
Guns.
Guns up?
Yeah, because that could be the start of, because if he's going to switch over, he's going to have to lose the titles.
Yeah.
Guns.
Guns up. I'll go guns up as well. I feel like Bullet Club Gold is one of the hottest acts in AEW right now, and they need, it's not that they need the title, but the legitimacy of being the champion while in a faction, I think they need that.
Yeah.
Because anytime you have a good faction, they're always holding gold, you know? So I feel like with the guns, I feel like I'm going to pick them to win, but I expect, God, I'm such a flip-flopper. I think MJF is going to win, but I'm going to put my prediction on the guns.
Guns.
And I feel like after the match, the guns are just going to tear down MJF to soften him up for Jay White. I think that's the main goal. The goal is not to win the gold. The goal is to injure MJF. And if they happen to win the match, then that's just an added bonus for them, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go MJF.
I'm guns.
I'm switching back over. MJF and then a post-match beatdown starring the guns. What was that? Let's do Kenny Omega teaming up with Chris Jericho to go up against the Young Bucks.
I think this can be a fun match.
It should be.
It should be.
The Elite's already breaking up again, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking
quick.
They
just got back together.
Yeah. And Hangman he's
got his own problems coming up.
Oh my gosh, I don't know who would win all this. I think it's gonna be a win-win match for everybody.
Yeah.
I
just hope we get good Chris Jericho in this match.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting older. You know, there's not much he can. Even though he wants to do everything,
he just celebrated his 53rd birthday.
He just went to Japan to wrestle in DDT against
Takeshita.
I can't talk. So. I was like, man, Jericho's just still having fun.
What are they called? The Golden Jets? Jets. Yeah.
Jericho has this crazy names for everything. The Bucks of Youth.
Yeah.
Or is it Y2 Jackson? Like, what? Golden Jets.
I'm going to go Golden Jets and follow by a heel turn by the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
And then mostly they're going to attack Chris Jericho. And Kenny Omega is going to be like, what the hell are you guys doing? And then they're going to, you know, they'll probably turn on him as well.
Yeah.
This one recently got announced as a Texas death match. Hangman Adam Page versus Swerve Strickland.
This is
going
to be a damn good match. I think this time maybe,
it's personal.
I think Hangman's going to win.
Yeah.
And then they could do a third match and Swerve can win.
Yeah, Hangman.
Swerve is so good, man.
Yeah.
I'm digging him more and more each time he wrestles.
Yeah.
And he's a bigger guy than you think he is. Mm-hmm. Swerve, man.
Like, I wish they would acknowledge his work on Lucha Underground. Yeah. That was really good. I miss Lucha Underground. I wish I could find like a decent Blu-ray or DVD of it.
Oh, these are all like
knockoffs. Yeah. Like, I wish they would have done like the official whatever. I wish they didn't have all the legal issues that they had. I'm going to go Hangman Adam Page. I fully expect both of these guys to be bloody by the end of the match. It's going to be brutal. It's going to be violent. And it's going to be so much fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, my wife and I, we were flipping. So, like, we have Sling as our cable provider now.
No, Sling.
Sling.
You know the commercials, like, swinging? Like, swingers, but they're Sling.
No, we don't have that.
You don't remember that? You remember those commercials?
No.
It had that dude from... was it Parks and Rec that you like with the mustache who talks this?
Yeah.
What's his name?
I just know him as Ron Swanson.
Yeah, Ron Swanson. He did a commercial about Sling, but they're like swingers. But it's, yeah,
whatever. Hey, man, people got their own things. They go and have fun. But we got like a whole bunch of like extra digital channels to come with it. And one of them was like, it was like a wrestling channel. Where it shows, like,
really?
It had, like, Impact, GCW on it. And so, like, we tuned in, and it was... So, what was on the menu as far as like, here's what's going to be airing, was not what was being shown. So it was like promoting OVW, mm-hmm. like primetime TV. And I switched it on, and it was like the end of a GCW match. And they're just like beating the holy hell out of each other with like fluorescent bulbs and they tables and all that. Like they got the, they had Nick Gage in it. And so he was using the pizza cutter. And oh my God, dude, like, I don't know how long ago this was, but like, I was genuinely concerned for this one dude. He got hit over the head with a bundle of fluorescent bulbs and it like slashed his ear. Then they threw like five or six more bulbs on his back, and his back was literally just like covered in blood and glass. And like, he took the pin while holding his ear, and I'm sure someone out there has probably seen this event and know exactly what I'm talking about, but like, he goes to sit up and there's just like a pool of blood in the broken glass, and it's just like, oh my God, like, this is insane. And like, blood just covering his entire face, his ear, like the trainer or some dude in the back comes out with a towel and like covers his ear, then he opens it to like look at the wound and like put it back. And so like then so it was a 3-on-3 in this chaotic match. 3-on-3. So the match ends. Nick Gage grabs the mic and is like trying to put him over. The dude's like fucking sitting there like dying, and they're like, dude, you need to like,
come on, let's get like, this going.
Let's get you checked out.
So we get back, stitch him up.
Like, he's trying to put everybody over, and the guy's like walking away.
Okay, thank you. Shut the fuck up. Let me leave.
Yeah. But I was like, oh my God. Like, I remember the days of watching blood like every single week, and I was like, yeah, he's bleeding. Now I'm like, oh my God, is he okay?
Well, I think there's different levels of death, or, you know, hardcore death matches and stuff.
Yeesh. Like, I never learned the dude's name, so I couldn't go back and like, check to make sure he didn't die or something. But, like, damn, dude. Like, I was just sitting there talking with my wife about it. I'm like, yeah, there's just, like, levels of wrestling that I just don't really have interest in watching. And this is one of them.
God damn.
This is one of the ones that you show that you go, and this is why you don't take $5 for a wrestling show. Like, so it's like, you know, I think I'm worth a little more than this. You know, yeah. I'm gonna say no. But again, to each their own. Some people enjoy it, and that's more power to them. Hey,
shit.
I'll take AEW, thanks. Yeah. And they bleed every once in a while, not as often. Next matchup. Speaking of bleeding, John Moxley versus Orange Cassidy for the International Championship.
Are they gonna give him the title again, and then like Moxley get hurt and bring him back to Orange Cassidy, or then maybe Rey Fénix and switch it to Orange Cassidy, and then maybe John Moxley?
They're just gonna pass it back and forth for the next year.
Because they did so well with Orange Defend for a long time, and then, you know, freaking Moxley gets it, and then I was like, awesome, you know, that's a good end to that. And guess what? Orange Cassidy has it again.
Well, what happened was that
everyone got hurt.
Yeah, Fénix challenged Moxley. Moxley got concussed. We talked about that. And so they decided to switch and gave Fénix the belt. And then Fénix gets hurt, give it back to Orange Cassidy. Now Mox is okay.
Let's give it back to Moxley so he can have a run.
Yeah.
Moxley?
I'm going to go different on you. I'm going to say Orange Cassidy retains, because he's learned in the past few weeks that if he tries even harder, he's got what it takes to beat John Moxley. That's what I'm going to go with.
John Moxley. And
I think we're going to get a full thumbs up now from Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
So I'm picking Orange Cassidy to retain.
John Moxley.
Let's see. Christian Cage, Luchasaurus, Nick Wayne versus Sting, Darby Allin, and Adam on the Edge of Your Seat, Copeland.
I don't even rated know what the match was when he fought Vincent and, oh my God, Dutch and Lance Archer.
Yeah.
One of those versus, you know, Sting, Darby, and Adam Copeland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was like, how's Edge doing?
Okay, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I really feel like Sting, Darby, and Adam are going to win.
Yeah, I'm going to go the same. I think poor little Nick Wayne or Luchasaurus is going to take the pin.
Might as well let Lucha take the pin because he always does that. Don't pin Nick Wayne right now.
No, spank Nick Wayne.
Yeah, spank him. Don't kill that boy.
Do it for his mom.
Kill the, make the dinosaur extinct.
Mm-hmm. So we're both in unison. Sting, Darby Allin, and Adam Copeland gonna
what
win that one.
If Christian's other son appears, which is
the problem solver,
Jack Perry,
Tyson Tomko.
Jack Perry is his other son.
That is true.
I got two sons and a dinosaur.
Got a whole bunch of whole bunch of kids with dead dads, so I'm their dad now. Damn, Christian, you harsh.
Yep.
They're dead. I mean, that's very possible. Supposedly, his suspension has been lifted, so why not get Jurassic Express back together, but on evil terms now? And
I even got their midget cousin Marco back.
Oh, God. We're going to move on from that. Hikaru Shida versus Toni Storm, Women's Championship on the line.
Sorry, that was probably offensive. I wasn't trying to take shots at small people. I just said it like that, so my apologies.
We can edit it out. It's fine. Don't worry. I'm not going to edit it out. I'm sorry. We're going to get you canceled.
I'm already canceled.
I cancel you.
Dang it.
I feel like this is Toni Storm's time. She's timeless after all.
She's timeless.
Yeah. And what if they give her like a silver belt instead of the gold, so that whenever she appears on screen, it's not in color and it's black and white. So you gotta have the silver belt instead.
I like her butler, Luther.
Yeah. Luthar.
Luthar. Luthario.
Luthar.
Luthario. What are they gonna do with the new lady that's came along who's obsessed with her, Maria May?
See, I missed that segment because I had to work while Dynamite was on.
If Toni wins and Maria May is like the person who wants to be with her, but like,
yeah,
like turns on her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Could be.
Yep.
We'll see.
I know nothing about this woman.
I don't know much about her either, but always looking forward to
new people, see what they can
do. New people, new matchups. I know that's the thing that you like. So, but I'm going Toni Storm to win. How about you?
Me too.
All right. Main event, and again, they could add a couple matches here and there before then, but again, we're recording this a week before the pay-per-view itself, so there's probably going to be like a pre-show battle royal or something like that, and tag match or something.
Tag match, player.
Holla, holla. MJF versus Jay White for the AEW Championship.
I do love that Jay White's stole a title and's walking around with it like he's the man. I think that's awesome.
And he hasn't had to give it back either. Tony Khan, what the heck?
Even though I feel like MJF's going to still win the belt. I mean, win it. Keep the belt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Who's winning?
I'm going to say MJF.
I'm going to say MJF as well. Just because, like I said, there's so many other stories lining up. There's so many other people waiting to go.
Take the ROH belts off of him.
Yeah, you can do that.
And let him have the... So, okay... It's been forever since he said what it stands for. What's the triple B stand for?
The big burgundy belt.
Okay.
The bang bang belt.
The bang 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 bang. The bang bang gang.
That's right. But I have to say, those were some great picks.
Those were some great picks. Those were some great dicks.
Why?
What?
Why can't we ever have anything nice?
Well, because we haven't said that in forever.
And you just had to ruin it. You had to ruin it, didn't you?
Thank you,
son of a bitch. So there you go. AEW Full Gear taking place Saturday, November 18th. Hopefully, like we said, Ben will upload this episode before it airs.
Push them.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, this one's time sensitive, so make sure you get it out.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah. I'll give him all kinds of crap. Then he's just going to be like, well, how about I show you how to do it? I'm like, no, that's not how this works. We've been doing this for 535 episodes. You upload the episode. All right. Simple as that. So there you go. So that's going to do it for this week. Hope you all enjoy AEW Full Gear and Survivor Series coming up around the bend as well. So be on the lookout for
that. When is that?
That, for us, is like the 25th, I think.
I'll be coming back home.
Yeah. 25th.
Somewhere I mean, like well, that. I won't be home that day. We're going to like get a hotel that night. I'll be back the next day.
Yeah.
But we will start our journey home.
Mm-hmm. So, As always, if you have any questions, feel free to leave it on our Facebook page, WNS Podcast. You can check us out on WrestlingNewsSource.com, WrestlingNewsSource.com on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
Yes, we're on iTunes. Well, it's not iTunes anymore.
Yeah, whatever. I call it iTunes.
It's still iTunes, but
the
it's not
app
iTunes.
Store or the podcast app.
On music, Spotify. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
In other words, you got Google, don't you? Just type in Wrestling News Source Podcast.
On the Google.
Yeah. And then wherever we are, that's where we are. So feel free to listen to us there. So for the podcast crew, I am Daniel Heron.
I'm Tyler Abear.
And we will catch you on the next episode. Have a good one.